This is Dakota Datebook for May 29th. On this day in 1940, the Bismarck Tribune announced that Father Robert Victor Long was celebrating his 25th anniversary of becoming a Catholic priest. Father Long was born in 1888 in Wisconsin. His family moved to Judd, North Dakota when he was 13. He was ordained in 1915 and was assigned to St. James Catholic Church in Jamestown. A year later, he was assigned to Transfiguration Catholic Church in Edgeley. However, he served more than the people of Edgeley. He was also the mission priest to Ashley, Ellendale, Fullerton, Forbes, Gackle, Judd, Cullum, Monango, and Nortonville. That meant he was responsible for all Catholics in a 2,500-square-mile territory. He served a larger area than any other priest in the Fargo diocese. When he first arrived in Edgeley, he traveled to his parishes by walking, riding a horse, or driving a Model T. Father Long decided that the easiest way to travel around this large territory was by airplane. In 1934, he purchased a Curtiss Wright Jr. airplane from Carl Wilkie. Mr. Wilkie, who was one of the first people to own an airplane in Lemoore County, also taught Father Long how to fly. However, 4 years later, in 1938, Father Long sold the airplane and went back to driving a car. In 1940, his territory contained about 900 Catholics. He appears to have been well esteemed by his community. In 1935, for his 20th anniversary of being a priest, members from all of his churches pitched in to buy him a $100 watch. This was a valuable and expensive gift to receive during the Great Depression. In 1937, he purchased a bell for his Edgeley church. The bell is inscribed with a Latin phrase which means, "The voice of the Lord in power." Father Long attended to his widespread flock until retirement in 1950. He died soon afterwards. Now, Father Long was not the first or last priest to use an airplane to evangelize. In 1964, the National Association of Priest Pilots was founded. The association promotes the use of private airplanes for apostolic work and promotes aviation in the cause of the Catholic Church. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Trista Razor Stursa. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.